Shus Avi Mari. Chazar and Simon Tzadik Aleph. The goal, as always, is to go through the Makaris Bekitzer, go to Evi Mechabur, Amo, Shach, Taz, Eskachu, Bekiveger. Sif Aleph starts off with the idea of Basar and Gemina touching one to another. The Makaris, the Mishnah, and Dafkov Zainu obeys. The Mishnah over there says that you have Basar and Gemina in one bag, there's no problem, as long as you're careful they should not touch one to another. Mamshut, the Gemara says, and let's say they touch one to another, who exactly cares? So the Baya come and go tell you that shoe, they touch one to another, klipa you do not need. However, at the end of the day, hadocha you do need. You do need hadocha. Therefore, build upon the sugya, come in the Shulchan Aruch, it says two different halachas. Number one, if they touch each other, the halacha is the mice, the mutter, however you need hadocha, a Baya statement. And the first thing, the Mishnah, the loch is that putting them in one bag, you don't be chosh, they can go touch one to another. Therefore, they say you put it in the refrigerator in one box, there's no problem, you don't be chosh, they'll touch one to another. Says the Shach, he brings down the Bach, this whole Indian that can be machmer, two things touch each other. You have a bayam, it's had the sugya v'tocho, it's dafko when it has some lachluchas to it. But let's say both of them are yovesh, both of them are dry. In that situation, even at docho, you do not need. Now, build upon that, come along, numerous achrayim, and say exceptions to this klal. Again, the klal is only something that has lachluchas in zadocha. Yovish did not need adocha. However, there are exceptions. On the page, two exceptions I brought down. One is, if Kiregah says, build upon the loch and sif hey, and sif hey, it says that two things touch each other, you will mice the adocha by the sugi of melicha. Therefore, Zim Kiveger, it's true that in general, two things that are Yovish do not need, but by things that are Maluach, that's salty, when they touch one to another, you still need a Docha. One exception. The Svar behind it says the Chavadas, both time with the Piskachub over here, the Pirim Godim, that something that is Maluach has a get of a Charif, like something that's being sharp over here. Therefore, you need a Docha. Therefore, the second exception on the page, says the Piskachub of Nizachrainim, it's also something that's Charif, also you need a case of a Docha over here, even though they're both are Yovish. Mamshuk the Pesach Chuv, and he has like five different gedorim. What is nichel the get of adocha? How do you find the definition of adocha? So number one, he starts off, the simple understanding of adocha is case of rinsing without washing, without shift, without rubbing. The simple understanding, you have to rinse, and not to shift, not to rub. He said, let's say in the case over here, one touch another, or one of them is shomein, it's fatty, and we know the aloch is that five things that have different aloch, the things that are kachosh. So there he brings down the machloikis, the Prima Godim versus the Chavadas by Sephraim. Prima Godim wants to say over here, in this case, Adocha rinsing itself was not enough. You need a case of Shifshuf. At Sadashani, he brings down the Chavadas by Sephraim. There is no difference. That Kochus and Shomain, both in the Lochit, Adocha rinsing is enough. The third dagger brings down. Let's have a case of Ducha, the Sakino, the pressure of a knife, with something that is Shomunus, with something that's fatty over here. In that case, Lekuli Amo, Adocha is enough. You also need a case of Shifshuf. The fourth thing he says, let's say you have a case of chalav that was melted, or butter that was melted, and afterwards it congealed on top of it, and nikrash, and if it congeals on this knife or silverware over here, the locha is, in this case, brings out the base of Ephraim, 80 degrees, you need a shift of gadol. More than a shift of, but a shift of gadol. The fifth level, he says, and let's say you have something that's soft, like yeshuam, locha and simen tzadik vav, the locha is, you need a sugya of greater, which will get the locha and sef gimel. The Pesach Shuvah says the same aside. We have bread in the soft area, you need a sugya of greater. That means how to apply the klom of adocha. That can be, that's in each case, you have to apply these five different levels to it. The Pesach Shuvah does end off, but let's say you did not do the loch of adocha. He says the idea is, if you did the melicha or tzli, even without adocha, the mice of the evidi can make it. No problem with the evidi. Now we'll get to either mice or what's pshan and taz, being on the Yamcha Shloimo in Sikon Bays. That the Abedi wants to be machmer, what says the Chavadas, there, it's not the sugar of the food of Baya, but it's the Indian Mavat Isa Bechila, it's the sugar of Knas.
That's simple,
a bishop. Me, the same thing.
It's interesting, the only Shiv Shabbat was only one thing, was the Nikrash, not the Chavadas.
If it's Nikrash, if it congealed, if it melted. That's when it's something is melting and sticks on. Everyone knows you have butter that melts and sticks on. It's much stronger. Matzias wise. That's Sif Aleph, the case of Eichel to Eichel. Sif Beis. But that's this. No, that's this. All the Malach, not the Chavdas, not the Chavdas. That's Pimkon Malach. That's true, but that's not Yasip Shan Chab. Again, the two ways to understand the Taz. I still have how it's said on the page, not off the page, sticking to the page. The Sipes is a makor for this Indian, is a Torah bringing you down the Baal Iter. The halacha of touching one to another is lav dafka, the idea of food to food. It's even a case when Eichel is touching case of a kli. Building upon this Indian, come on the Mechaber and says, first, the halacha shaboy, that anything that needs hadacha, and therefore you put your food on top of it, since it needs hadacha, and if you do not do hadacha, it will be a baya over here, therefore it's also lechatchila to put your food down on top of these plates over here, because mitzvah the sugyo, you might forget to do hadacha. Mitzvah baya. However, there are two exceptions over here. One's the Mechaber, one's the Ramah. One exception, the Mechaber says something that's orche hadacha. The example that says raw meat. Kedak, in most people's houses, you have raw meat. Before you do something to it, usually wash it off. On raw meat, you can put it down upon this kli iser, would not be a problem here. It's mutal adchila, one exception. A second exception, kamal grama, so certain words that are very ambiguous. Well, the chalapach is what it says, first, lefneinu, the gifts that we have in front of us. If it's a case that's yavesh over here, that you're putting down, and it's only blay, a case of tsainain, then that case also would be moti, even without a case of adacha. That means again, we have an issel we cannot put down with two terim. The heti yila put down the kli issel when it's orch v'adacha, or in the case of amal when it's yovish where there was belay of a case of tzaynin. Ad kader amal. So first, come along, there are a couple of tazes. The first taz he says, what's yisoid over here? The chiddush over here points out very simple. The lochan sif al, so the case of oichel to oichel. Sif beis is the sug of oichel to kli, and it has the same alochas. Orch v'adacha v'imotan, not orch v'adacha v'maisav yosar. He does ask a question. The halacha in Simon Beis is things that are motor b'di'evet. The ma'aseh sounds like you should not have any issur shema yishkach, you might forget. He's mechalek what the kimta is. If it's the case over here, there's a savg, there's an issur over here, there's no shach, we won't make a yachok lechatchilo. Ma'aseh came when there's a vada issur, we have to call it to the issur, a case of a docha, they're going to ask her even the situation lechatchilo. Next has the conveys, he's on the Yamshu Shloima, and he has mefachak upon the minute oilam in two different cases. One case he has when you have the whole chidrochim, when you have things that are meluach and you eat on the kli of an achri. The second case when they have these sour pickles, these mlafon, the meluchim, the salty over here, they put it down on top of this plate. And again, these things have to have a get of a docha. You're not doing a docha to it, using the kli of goyim, and therefore it should be osir, the nesra we did over here. Again, why is it osir? The pischachu brings down the chavadas. But since you're doing it for you, the idea is b'mvatul isla chila, and therefore you make a knas for the person himself that's being done for him using the kliyas over here. He does end off the taz, quoting a Torah's chatas, that the loch is that the whole chedrochim is nichol the get of shas tchak, a get of b'di'evet, and therefore once tani, even in this situation, they do it for you, l'maisa tzmoter. Because b'di'evet, when shas tchak is the same level over here. Now come on the taz, sukkon gimel. And he gets involved, what exactly is going on Shana Ramah, and the Mechaber, and the Vonovir. He goes back and forth. The Kitzel comes out, a couple of points. Number one is, what is the Kimta of the Mechaber, the Tur, the Baal Itur, what are they discussing over here? Is the plate clean, or the plate dirty? Says the Taz, a massive Kiddush, the Yisod of here, the plate mice is clean. The plate is clean. And if you put something down on top of it, worrying about the police will come out, and that thing without Urche Badach will be also Urche Badach will be Mutter. The plate lemaisa, the cases that's clean over here. That's Aleph, the first you saw it. The shachol disagrees, says, what's the point? The second thing he says, he gets involved with what exactly the Amor is over here saying, gets involved with Shoinim, Steers Isseveter, Bayav the Torah's Chatz over here. So first he says the halacha, then he fits it into the Amor. The first, the study says, we said the halacha Shaboy, if something is be mishdamish b'tsoinin, if the kli originally was only used for tsoinin, then afterwards the idea is you can put upon it. Number one, yovish, that's cham, and kolshkein, if it's lach tzoynin. That's first the case when it's being mishdamis originally with tzoynin, that's what you'll put upon it. A second thing he says, let's say, not cham lach. Right, only yovish cham, and kolshkein tzoynin lach. Masha'enkin, if you usually use it with a case of being mishdamis b'chamim, then the halacha is, you can use it when it's yovish and tzoynin. You need two things over here. That's first the halacha shabai. Now he says, if that so comes out, let's put that into the Ramah. And he changes two words in the Ramah. He changes the word im, the word oi, and the word in the case of yavish, the case of lach. And therefore the Ramah is saying both things. The Ramah being mamshich, the words of the mechaber, and if the clue is used, bechamim, then lach is, you can only use the case of yavish, tseinin over here. However, the case of that was Mishdamish B'tzoining, the loch is you can use it in the case of Lach B'tzoining. Now, he left out in the Ramah, can you use it Yovish Cham? He left it out in the Ramah. But Pashas, that's just saying, even the Ramah will agree that the case of Yuzhe B'tzoining, can you use it in the case even Yovish Cham?
The way he changes it, say Lach, and you're talking about Hadavah, it's fucking awesome. You can't do Hadavah.
No, he's saying these cases do not need a docha. There are more sheets.
She is. Then you put the lach. Lo yah docha. Then you put the lach. Lo yah docha. Call doesn't fit at all.
It does. That's a locha. You mutl niyach lo yah docha.
We don't have to worry about it. You can't do a docha.
Fine.
Fine.
We don't need the klam of a docha. We don't need the klam of a docha. That's first again the Taz who came out. Again, first of all, the chiddush shan mechaper, and then he says chiddush la locha, and then he fits it all to Ramah. Three different points over here. The Shach in Sukkot Bay says first this halacha is saying when you have the Eichel is heter and the Kli Isser is lavdavka even parkert. Let's say the Kli is heter and the Eichel is Isser, it will be the same halacha. If you put the Eichel is Isser in the plate, if it's Orchiv Adach will be Motor, not Orchiv Adach will be Osser. The Shach is called Gimel, he comes along and says, the first was the Kim to the Mechaper that says, it depends on Orchiv Adach or not, he argues on the Taz, says, if it's clean over here, why do Adach for? To make things are called. Elamai must be the case over here is dirty, and then if it's Orchiv Adach or Motor, otherwise be case that's Osser. Which is the pashtus over here. Then he gets involved. What's pshat over here in the shach? That means there's a bayah. What's pshat in the Ramah? That means there's a bayah in the Ramah. Again, the makoros is coming from, and plus the double lush in the Taz points out. Why is the word yavash twice over here? So, at the end of the day, he comes along with his own malach. How to understand what to practice with the kli iser? That means you want to use the kli iser in your house or bederach. What to do? He comes out basically with five klolim. Number one, he says the kli has to be clean. Number two, he says, if it's clean, make sure what you're putting in right now is not hot. Also, take out the bleach. It has to be somewhere that's cold. Number three, he says, to bring down the shayla, if the case over here is a kli cheres, think they cannot cash over here. What's a locher? He brings down the traces of Mordechai, the Raj, wants to be machber versus machaber in the Torah. They were sound like in the place where one be machber in that situation. It cannot be a case of kli cheres. A fourth thing, he says, it cannot be a case of charif lach. That's why he says the Orchis Chaim says the word yovish is lafuke charif lach. And number five, he ends off with the Amon Tzim Kufchof Bei Sefei. The loch is these klomam only mutter b'diyevet b'arai, and not a case b'kfiyas over here. That means, for example, let's say you want to use a metal cup and go to a hotel and get soda. B'chura, you have all five klomam, even though it was belay b'isra. Who really cares? If the soda mice is cold, the cup mice is clean over here. It's not a thing that's shach to do. You can't do a gullah to it. It's no problem over here. The mice want to get soda, no problem. Glass cups could be maybe even better. Maybe glass. So I said, whiskey is a problem. Whiskey is a problem. Cham is a problem. Cannot get your tea, coffee will be a problem over here. But otherwise, you want to get your soda, you want to go on, take your wife on your Sunday date, whatever. So the loch is to get a soda, even if it'll be a metal thing, won't be a baya. Again, glass might be even better. That's why the hope is not to worry about it. The glass lemon is a different
glass
story.
Glass could be worse if you open a glass can.
So why?
I know.
So why are those guys that type go with the plastic cups?
Why? So, first of all, what do they serve you in? Glass or metal?
Glass.
So we'll get to give glass, but those one tiner, I felt like, where the glass might be like klicheres. Now, there is another tumor what you make, even though glass is not, is klicheres. Why are we machmir klicheres for? We discussed it in Machlokes Rishonim, isn't he said klicheres? Because we don't want you to have it, because you have to go, because King Kasher it. Or they say there's more bleas that come out of it. If you go like most Pesachim, the story over here is, it's sad, we don't want you to have it, here the Goy has it. Unless the Goy shall tell. So that the most from our time, by Goy, there's no chumra, the shach will be in the gate of klicheres. Another reason that even if it's glass, no, tell them it should not, you have to worry about, even won't be machman glass. Because that reason does not apply over here.
Why
don't
we
even
think
in
Benyamin?
No, even Benyamin.
Why don't we
even Benyamin? It has to be clean. Even Benyamin. Even Benyamin. With the same halacha. We hold in Benyamin and Benyamin the same thing. We're going to in Benyamin at the Benyamin. No difference.
Now, what are these called on the shach?
Same, no chilek.
No chilek.
Why don't we want to have it? By Yiddin, we don't want things that you can't end up leading to problems. Can't conjure it. But coming the Pivegar, and he points out that the idea of Mida the Orchav Adacha is brought down by the case in Sif Beis, not in Sif Aleph. I mean, Sif Aleph is the Oichel to Oichel, and Sif Beis is the Oichel to Kli. The idea of Mida the Orchav Adacha we make it only by the case of Oichel to Kli. Therefore, what's the loch in the gate of Sif Aleph? So, being down the Machlokes, Ro'o versus Rajbo, through all that Maisel wants to be Machmer. Masha Enki the Rashba, which the Grad of brought on the base Yosef, he the Meisa wants to be Meikel. I say there's no problem, that's how the Ikkus from seems to go that way. Next, the Kiveger points out that the Taz says an interesting lotion. Was the Kim to the Mechaber? Mechaber must be a case of a clean plate. Because if it's dirty, the Meisa should be also. In fact, the Kiveger, if it's dirty, it is also. That's what the Torah says. That's the Mechaber will come from the Balach is saying. What's your problem? It must be clean, because if it's dirty, it would be also. Yes, it is also. That's what Balach says. So he says, no, what's bothering the Taz is the reason why it cannot be dirty, because there's no chiddush. That's Sif Aleph. What's the lach of Sif Aleph? Eichel touch Eichel. Lacha is it's also. You can't go do that. So he's saying, if so, if it's dirty, it's also, and that's Sif Aleph. There's no chiddush in this halacha. So for that reason, it must be clean, and machadish a chiddush, if it's clean, still depends on Orchid Vadachana. The next Kiveger, he brings down that the Taz says, what is Pshat over here? To be matter the. What's Pshat in the Torah's Chatz being down the Orchas Chaim that he says that the loch is when something only used B'tzoinen, the loch is you can use it either Cham Yovesh or B'tavlinon. All things are spicy over here. He points out, what does the Orchas Chaim say? The Orchas Chaim says the mice, the only thing it's more to go use is for Tavlinon. It's of course you won't come out. Why should the Orchas Chaim say that? Say say a bigger Kiddush. Say something that's hot. If Tavlin is mutter, but something Chatz, that's also mutter, it's a Kolish Kain. And according to the Taz, Rosh Chatz, Pshat, or Chatz Chaim, should have said the case of Hat would have been a bigger Kiddush over here. Come on, Piskat, Shuvah, Yitzhak, on page, we've done the case by Meimelach, what's Pshat in the Taz over here. He says the only reason we want to be Machmer is because the Sugya of Mavat is Tachila, otherwise, but the Evid, we assume there's a case of Shishim over here, and there should not be a problem over here. Now, the words of the Taz, he brings down from the Torah's Chatz, but Shasachach, Holchid, Rochman, Meister's Mutter. He says, the Vada, what does that mean? If you have no option of washing it, but the guy gives you a plate and he can wash it, and the Vada, you have to go wash it and then put your food down. That means the Kimta that the Torah's Chatz must be talking about, where the guy gave you the food and does not give you the option to go wash the plate. Otherwise, the Vada cannot go use it. The next Piskat Shuvah, Sekhon Gimel, points out, again, like in Kiveger, that this over here, idea of saying, me the Urch of Adach only put on the Kelim, not negate the Sukh of Eichlin. Therefore, the Prim Gadol wants to say this halacha on the Geta Eichlin, it needs the idea of Shifshav Gadol. Otherwise, some Shifshav Shama Dachva Maisa would not work. Maisa Piskachuva brings Rayas, the Rajman Beis Yosef, not this way. The halacha is Fakarat, that even by Eichel to Eichel, the halacha is meaning the Orchav Adachla Maisa is Mutter. Sif Gimel, we mamchakhani say that Sif Alv is Eichel to Eichel, Sif Beis Eichel to Kli, Sif Gimel is Eichel to Lechem. Lechem is different. Why? Piskachuva says, Alechem Yichi Otom. Therefore, we have its club negate the lechem a little bit different. Says the Mechaber first, halacha, whether bread touches cheese or bread touches meat, you have to be very careful that it's not touched one to another, because you might eat it with other men. That means a chayshish, then bread, not discussing when you eat bread with cheese, it means bread in the refrigerator, make sure it's not touched cheese, because you might eat the bread with meat over here. Now, let's say it does, explains the shach, what will happen over here. It's 2 points. Number one, the idea over here is that where chayshish, maybe you did not do a dacha. But if you did a dachl maisa, dachl does help. That means dachl does help. Yeah. You want to know, and that's a not that way. So maisa dachl does work. It's aleph. Second thing he says, the idea over here. Yeah, we'll get what I mean. You need a dachl does help. A second thing over here, come on the shach and says that this idea to be machmor from lechem to gvino to baser dafka when one of my lachluchas to it. However, if there's both of the Yavish Legamri, like you said, Sif Alfi Mekel, also Sif Gimel, also you can be Mekel. Now, sorry?
It's in the fridge.
No, no, it's left over.
It's everything when the meal is dry, that I keep the bread from the milk, that I
suspect. If it's Yavish, then it should not be any problem with the Yavid.
Once it hits the table,
if it touches one to another. Shur Lechem. Shur Pas, no, that's a different halacha. Shur Pas. That always seem to have people spilling a different thing. Not inside, just touching. Yeah, but all food on the table is dry. Not sure. Now, the Piskat Shuvah does bring down to the Prim Gadol, Shem Kenes Gedolah, to argue with the Shach over here, that he won't tie in that Dach words, he won't tie in that Dach Lamaisha does not work over here, especially by Pas, because it sticks to it even more, and therefore it's not enough. Maisa Pesachetshuva, he's Marach, the Kamarayis, and different ideas over here. And it comes out at the end of the day, Avada, it does work at Dacha. However, you have to be practical about it. Depends. That means it depends where you touch. On the cross, you can do a Dacha. On the soft area, that's not Shaikh to a Dacha, you do a Sugya of grade over there. Sif Dalit, the sugya of the talk over. So first, the makor for this Indian, daf ayin vav m'sochim. The Gemara says first three statements.
It's that greater and dacha are the same thing.
Greater and dacha, no. Greater dacha, no. If it's a hard thing, on the hard ear you need a dacha. On the soft ear you need greater. Greater is even more than a dacha. Greater is scrape it off.
But it's certainly the greater is better.
It's more than a dacha, yes. So the second again to talk over, again we have three things. Something that's cham toy cham, emnigui is ulcer, tainin toy tainin and water. However, when in case of cham toy tainin, of tainin toy cham, the Gemara machlokes, Ram and Shmuel, do you say log over to talk over? The Gemara goes on further and brings down two rayas, two brayas like Shmuel. And therefore Rashi says, even though the klal is Rav and Shmuel, loch to Rav, here since we have two brayas like Shmuel, we're going to pass like Shmuel, the loch is to talk over. The Gemara goes on further and says, even though we hold Totogavar, however, we have a concept, Adameklo, Yeshloi Bolo Porto, that due to the pressure or the one time for another, it's not possible that even though the bomb thing is cold, the least affected and the Cholpach is a clip over here. So it comes out very simple. Aloch is that the bomb thing is hot, it's Kuloi, the bomb thing is cold, the get over here is Klipo. Building upon this, as a Mechaba, these three ideas over here. Number one, if it's Chamotoy Cham, or even in case it's Tzoyin L'Toy Cham, we hold to talk over. The loch is in case of Kuloi. Number two, he says, but let's say it's Cham L'Toy Tzoyin, Adamekla, Yefloi, Boiloi, Porto, therefore loch would be a case of a Klipo, and the rest of the Bosser is Mutter. And they get to the Cholov, he says, we'll get to the Machloikis, the Cholov Maise is Mutter. The third thing Mechaba says, but let's say it's Tzoyin, the Toy Tzoyin, the loch Maise is, it's going to be Mutter. Now, L'Chura, the Mechaba is L'Shtosi, what he writes in Siv Zayin, he says, when you have Tzoyin, that sleeve that touches milk or green mice, the loch is can be mutter. Now it could be according to the Ramal, either the Mechab L'shtosai or the Mal in case of it's raw. But otherwise, the Mechab is like L'shtosai, according to him, the holy reason to be Machmet Zayin and sleeve is Sayach, that's not the case over here. The Chopach is the Mechab L'shtosai, why Tzoyin, mice is mutter. Now, come on Ramal, and he says, just like the Mechab over here says, by the case of milk, that's not trying to do a case of klipa, the whole time milk is mutter. He also negates a bosser, where you should have done klipa, and you did not do klipa, and then afterwards you cooked it, the loch is going to be mutter b'diavad. Now this shayla, this Ramah, and this Mechab is causing to mat the milk or the bosser when you cooked it. Mamokim is really machloikis and toysit of ayinvav, and psochim, machloikis of benetam versus rival. Do you need shishim versus klipa or not? Benetam and maisa want to be meikol, rival wants to be machmer. Maisa aloha come along the Mechab of the Ma, this past. By passing the pastures, the loch is like a beitam. The loch is the cooler if you cannot find the clip over here. So first, come on the Taz and says the loch of the gate to talk over and the gate to sugi of kli or the pirgum change the gears to the tzli. That's the loch of kuf gimel simu kuf face of gimel ayin shom. A loch of the gate the idea of the shir chamimos yatz leves boy. That's also kuf ayin shom. Sivkon hey, he says the idea over here when you say to talk over is that when it's iser machmas asmoi. However, when it's iser blur. But we're not going with chetichel chetichel. Bli roitiv. The kiveger doesn't ask a question over here. The mice in this case is roitiv. It's kolov over here. So the kasha on the taz, the kimt over here, the soid is emes. The sikon vav, he says over here that first, what is your soid that with the gemara says ademekila? What's the tight words over here? So being that machlokes we're showing him either word ademeker, Rashi learns the lashon of kar being cold over here, or the isav heter of arach learns the lashon of kovid pressure over here. One top of another. The basic nachmina of the oilam like saying over, let's say you have one top of other, but you're holding it with your hands. There is no pressure, but they're touching one to another. If the soid is kar, rashi, the maisha should be a baya, klipa, according to isaveta aruch, the maisha will be nothing, because there's no pressure over here. Sivkon zayin, come along, we have the taz and his marach, that we have steers of paiskim, and toys chatz, isaveta aruch, the maisha what to go do. At the end of the day, it comes out, we pass like we the idea over here is that Shishim versus the Klippa you do need, and therefore he says the Ik is like the Yamshu Shloimo, and not like the Mechaba, not like the Amor, not like the Shah. We can pass the Luchabro. So again, that's Pim Golem Pshat in the Taz. I said we're sticking to the page over here. Maisa, he does have to still say, is he saying in their Shita or is he going in the Ramor Shita over here? There are two ways for we to understand the page. I said, one Malach. Pim Golem says, you Malach, mask him. Okay, this is easier, and there's one on the page.
Shishim and Klifa.
You need
Shishim and Klifa.
You need Shishim. No, I mean, the case you don't have the Klifa. But the case of milk, you don't have it. Yeah. Plus, you don't have it. Shishim, call the Klifa. Now, First, come the shackle over here, and says we said a kol osir halacha is shishim. It's all in the case official. The gate is sugi of tzli. You have to learn sugi is either tzadik beit or kofay, other places. The gate of the idea of tzakova means that the bottom thing heats up the top thing. To go on Zion, he says you said over here when it says you have to kol the bosser warm inside the sugi of klipo. He gets involved inside the sugi of iwi. He says it depends if iwi is nifsek kloch or loy nifsek kloch. Loch is both of them need a sugi of klipo. Now, just to be clear what that means, we have the loch of tzimin tzadik beis of Zion. Over there, the Ramah says that if the Iroi poured out the pot, it rolls to the ground, it hits the pot. If it's loy nifsek kiloach, it's klipo. If it's nifsek kiloach, it's mutter. It's mutter. Over here, it's saying, says Shach, when it's nifsek or loy nifsek, the loch is klipo. So you spoke out then, and we should be clear, that really depends. If it's in the ear and the atmosphere flowing down, then when it's nifsek, loy nifsek, the loch is klipo. But when it's rolling on the ground, explains the Prima Godim, then we have the ground to cool it down. So if it's connected still, one to another, all the keepers, so it's still the original source, therefore the loch is, when it's loy nifsak, it's klipo. Masha'enke, when it's nifsak, it's rolling the ground, not the original source, the ground cooling it down. In that case, everyone agrees that nifsak will not be a klipo. That means, they're discussing different kimdas, depends if it's in the ear, or if it's on the ground. Now, it's a gon ches kamal l'shach, again, he's marked upon the question, steers, havono, rivo, beitam, how exactly go paskin over here. Maestro, when he comes out, he puts the Ramah and makes the limitation on the Ramah. He said the only time the Ramah is saying this halach over here is only when it's not nikkur, the cholov was belay inside something else, you did not see the cholov, we cannot see the issa, cannot see the klip over here. Therefore, the only time we make on the boss is the same case when the boss melted, grind up, you cannot see the klip anymore. And that akimto, we would not need the shishim. But Masha'enkin, if you see the boss over here with the klip afterwards, echlam, you need shishim, where's the klip over here? Then Sivkorn Yod, he comes along and says that the loch of here of tzaynin to tzaynin, you need is mutter, come along is at orach, what's mechal, the most case, taku bos mechal, not by the case of Shari Yisroom, come along the shach, said not mechal, both from the mice, the case over here is mutter. Come along Kivegar, and he first he says, upon the mechal over here, he brings down a concept when one touches another, loch is going to be mutter. Mutter. He brings down the isavet orach, says, what happens over here when you did not do a docha, you did not do it, b'di'evet, and now you cooked it. So come along the Minchas Yaakov, it says a chiddush over here, it says you need shishim versus the whole entire basar. The thing about it, it's a pelah. Saying again, you have one thing, basar touching kolov, they're both cold, it's not a case of kovish, take the basar out, and you cook it, you need shishim versus basar over here with the other things. Why do you need shishim versus the basar? The most you have is the milk that's top of the basar. It says the Minchas Yaakov, a chiddush, the metzius is when you one touch another, it goes inside. And we do a docha, it comes out the blias when inside. We don't do a docha, went into the whole entire thing, and then we're going to ask the whole entire basar. And when you cook it, you have a baya di shishim versus a basar. The maisa, the kivegia ends off ayin prima godim, and they look up at the prima godim, he's very clear. He says, that's a pelo. You say when inside without the case of kovash, you know, my mock with this Indian, and therefore the paskim beikid did not go this way. If we do a piece of boss, you do not do a docha to it, you only have to worry about the thing on top of it, and the docha maisa will be matter, like in the tazas of Kohen Beis over here. Otherwise, we would not have this issue over here, because the be'etim, when one touches another, it's cold. Why should it go inside? There's no kovash over here. The next kivegar, he goes on top of the taz. When the taz says a loch over here, when they touch one to another, so the issa blow will not go out one for another unless you have a case of roitim. He has a kashal, because here you do have a case of roitim. He has a case of milk. Next kivegar, he comes to answer the kashal of the taz and shacha, asking over here, different steers upon the different makaris over here, when do you say shishim versus klipo or not? So Maisa, when he comes out, he says, you saw he comes from the Magav Rom and Hukhlis Pesach. The loch is that when we say the idea of klipo is only a chumro. And Kiveg explains, it really depends. If it's loy nifsek kloach, then the klipo is medinoi. You is medinoi. Ma'ashengim nifsek kloach, the idea of adamek lo ba'le porta is a chumro ba'almo. Therefore, the answer of the steers in the among the Rishonim and the Paiskim was very simple. Once a case of a chumro, like he wants to say the case of the boss fell inside milk, of the boss was nifsak. And it'll come out also the milk went inside bosser. Also, the Shukunar's case must be a case of nifsak over here. Then the loch is a chumra ba'almo. In that situation, the idea will be you do not need shisha versus klipo. Mash'enkin, when the other Rishonim and the Paiskim come to be machmer, that's when to make a din. Then in that situation, needs shisha versus klipo over here. Now it goes on further.
Combines bus with that?
No, that's going to be the Peschet Shuvah. It doesn't say that. Now he goes on further. He does say, let's say it's playing this a kiloch, then the locha one hit to another. In this case, even shish would not help. We said a side Indian over here. We do iroi loch and kuf dalad, but the swing of akfor. When we do iroi, it hits the akfor, the rat over here. My son asks that tipo. He rolls down. The next tipo hits it chanan. Next tipo hits a chanan. Next tipo hits a chanan. We're constantly chananing over here. Therefore, the loch is even shish would not be enough against the klipa. Could each piece hit the akfor? Each one we ask, and therefore we'll have a bay over here. Now, Kamal Piskachuva, it really goes on the 2 points that Kivegi just said just now. Number one, the Kivegi wanted to say over here, Achil with Nisak, Loi Nisak, if he's done the Shua, it's kind of the same you said over here. It really depends on a Chumrah or Meikadin. If it's a Nisak Loach, therefore the Loch will be a case of a Chumrah over here. Therefore, it can be a Meikal instead of a case of Basra Machalab, where Waka there is not Derech Bishal. You need a Derech Bishal. Masha Enkin, he says more than Kivegi, but the case of Shari Serum, instead of Strigma, the Sinus Tam, will be more Machma, less the case of Hefsimuba. Aleph. The next Piskat Shuva, come along and says, you really come to answer the question Kivegi is pointing out. Chumrah, the case by Akfor, you do an Eru over here, come along to ask it, Shishim should not be enough. Come along, I'm sorry, it's not Ogim Kivegi, but it's making the Kimt over here. The case over here, when you pour it all in one shot, when you put it all in one shot, what hit the Akfor? Only one area, the Klipa. Therefore, then Shishim versus Klipa, the Maisa would be enough over here. So again, it comes out, Kivegi, Piskat Shuva, Bosek, do La'at La'at, you'll have a Baya. Shishim would not be enough. Dubavas achas, because I'm still making the kimto. In that situation, shishim will might be enough against the klip over here. Just what comes down on the page, the question over here. The get to, do you need shishim versus klipo? There seems to be five mahalchim. One is, we have the Ramo over here. That's the maisis mortar, it's not mahalach. Second is, we have the shach that wants to make a limitation upon it, depends if it's nikkur or not nikkur. Third mahalach, we want to come along with kivegi from agavram, it depends if it's ikkur din or not mikkur din. We'll get to that. The fourth malach is Piskachuv and Tzurah Shechein, depends if it's possible, Cholov, will we make if it's Nicker, Bashar, so we need to have to move on. And the fifth, the Tazman, look at Yvon, Maisi Mi Shishim over here. Now, just what you're pointing out over here, just to apply it a little bit more practical, the Shach comes along and makes a chilik whether it's Nicker or Loy Nicker. Maisi, we need Klipa Mirka Din. What's the said over here? Why should we make a chilik Nicker and Loy Nicker? You have Klipa, and need Shishim for a sister. What's the point? It says the base mayor, the shach is also going to case him with nifsek kloach. It comes out the shach being more machban than the kiveger, more machban than the piskat shuva. The shach must be nifsek kloach when it's a chumra ba'alma. In that situation, depends if it's nikkur or not nikkur. But it's loy nifsek, why the shach will asher? Why agree to the taz over here? There is a question, if so, the loch is loy nifsek is a chumra. What does the taz hold? Does he hold loy nifsek is a chumra or the mirka adin? So my sir, sim kufay, the grace of taz writes loy nifsek is a mirka adin. That means the Kiveger and the Magavram, the Chuvah Shechem, Pesach Tshuva, and the Shach all saying one Yisoid, Loi Nisak is a Chumim Alma, and therefore each one has their Mahalach over here. And the Tazik, Kofay, right, Loi Nisak is Mikra Din, therefore he has this massive issue over here. He'll come out Lashitosai, when he's Shishim versus Klipo. We can't find it, sounds like it will not make a difference. They're not machalik. They're not machalik. Especially with chumba alma, makes sense. They're not machalik.
Someone pours soup into a bowl that's a benyamin of a garish bowl, which would be mutter and shisha. A mistake.
If it's benyamin bowl and you have shishim klipo, now is it iroi nifsak lo nifsak?
Okay, the shishim.
Oh, you have shishim? No, then you have the akfor's case. Vasachas. Vasachas are coming. If you have shishim. Against the whole bowl. Most bowls I doubt have shishim. You have to know how much. I'm not sure if that's so. How much? You go ahead, tell me.
Nothing.
No, how much? How much is that? A centimeter? You have 60 centimeters inside? No. You want to tell me it's a millimeter? I'm not sure how you look at it. How much?
A peel of a potato.
How much?
It's
not a centimeter. How much?
Half a millimeter.
Half millimeter?
Yeah.
That's very small. That's very, very small.
Why should it be bigger?
Because that's not, your peel is what? It's 2-3 millimeters. That's very, very small.
But it's the edge of the peel. Why is it the whole peel?
How much is the clipper? Let's say, I would say more here, 2 millimeters. You have 60 times 2 millimeters? Depends how much soup you have. Fine. Sefei, the Sugya Melicha, Mamshech, we just said now over here that turning the loch is Adocho. Elo says Rav Huna that halacha is dafka when it's not a case when it's molchay. When it's molchay, it'll be osir. Explains Rava what that mean molchay when it's salted. Dafka is something is not nechel machmas molchay, then we'll ask it, we'll not have the heter when it's sending and sending, otherwise it will have the heter. Viva, built upon this Gemara, Kamal the Shulchan Aruch has 10 stages over here. To go through each one. First, what's halacha, what defines einin nechel machmas molchay? What does that mean, the definition? So first, very clear, the base states are being down. There are three different shitas over here. How to define it? We have first Rashi shita, the idea of latzniyah, how much you do for storage. We have a second malach, v'niyach b'yisol, how much you do for yetzer derech. We have a third malach, v'niyatam shita, lichal kedera, meaning the amount of salt you have to put on to take the blood out from this piece of meat when you want to kasher it. Those are the three shitas over here. What? No, we'll get to those. That's first the three shitas. One of them is a prat in the third shita. Those are three sheetahs. That's a prat in the third sheetah. That's again the first three sheetahs over here. Come on the Mechaber. And the Mechaber says, first, he passes Luchumra. He passes Lacha is Mlicha Lekdera. However, come on the Ramah, and he says, once we have Lacha Mlicha Lekdera in that sheetah, how much of Mlicha do we find to kashering things? So the Lacha is negated Sli, this is a Lacha Simitar test. It's Sli, you cannot put on any salt Medinoi. However, once you can kasher the through tzlih, through roasting it, we had to put a little bit of amount of salt that you margish it. So you're putting on salt also to kasher it. Therefore, he says that amount of salt that you put on for tzlih to kashering over there, that will be the same sugi over here, since it's not buck exactly how much salt it is. Therefore, the mlichal tzlih will come on to be machmer. His words are, toiv lahachma unless they have some ruba. A little bit of a steer over there, but toiv lahachma unless they have some ruba. That's it. Toiv lahachma unless they have some ruba. Those words are a little bit. Machmal is Hefsimu. What's Toiv Lachmal? It's good. Those words are a little bit contradictory to one another. A little bit. Not a lot. A little bit. Fine. Paradox. So, Meister, first we have the Lochavia. We have given Mechaber. He came on Mlichalik Deiro. And then we have the Amal. Came on Isafa Chumrovia. The idea is, even Mlichalik Sleeve cannot be Machmovia. Now, come on Kivegan, and he says, once we have this idea, Einan Abikim, do we take on two Einan Abikim as the Meister to be Machmer? That means Alocha negeretu kochet and chama and chama and yeshishim kochush is klipo negeretu sugim licha. The mosque right over here and later on in Kofei, the loch is in the bikim and every kochush had a gedda of shamin. So let's say the case that is could be kochush, we're not sure, and the case of the mlichalitzli. Do we say over here two ain't on the bikim? It'd be machm both cases over here. Unless the situation has to move on. The meister brings down the pim gun. The meister says to be machm of pshitas. He wants it not the way. Two ain't on the bikim is not going to say. Not Bucky 1, not Bucky 2, but both together the Maestri won't say. Mechaber does end off on the sugya in the Nechel Machmas Molchoy. How do you take away the power of the salt? He says it depends. If the Mlicha Likdeiro, then the Loch is a Simon Tamak test. You take a piece of meat and you salt it for an hour. What you go do, you wash it off the water. And also, the Mlicha Likdeiro, wash it off the water, takes away the Koyach of the Melech. Masha Enkin, you put a amount of salt for the Oyrech, for the Derech, you want to take it for a while. That to wash off is not enough. That you have to soak inside water. You have to soak to get it off. The second thing over here, second point. The loch over here is that we have a getter of Meliches Kuresayach. When is that getter? That means we have a case over here that we can put on the salt and it stays there. How long does it have to stay there? Where does that affecting the Meliches Kuresayach? Just to explain the basics, loch is negated to Meliches and Simas HaMachtes. Is that when you want to kasher a piece of meat, put salt on top of it and leave the salt on it for a mil, for 18 minutes. Afterwards, you can take it off. The milling is for an hour, but the loch is 18 minutes. You'll learn it, you'll see. We are, just maybe not chabur, but about it, we are. So, the loch is, the milling is an hour, we paskin 18 minutes. So, now the question over here is, what does it mean, Melech Yoseach? Does it mean the first 18 minutes is Melech Yoseach, by Raya, the dam is coming out, is affecting the piece of meat right now. In the first 18 minutes, it has lav koyach over. Then, afterwards, after 18 minutes, it had no koyach anymore. It used up its koyach, and therefore, after 18 minutes, not melech kuresayach, or fakert. You say the first 18 minutes is it build up, and now after 18 minutes, now it's melech kuresayach. Which one is it? So first, what says first on the page? You have to realize there could be really four akimtas over here. On the page, we're discussing a case not to take out dam. Either with the words of the shach is called melicha shnia, that means you already cashed it, or in the case of yuk, it's vegetables over here, or anything that already was, has nothing to do with dam. So first, in the case our situation, the Shulchan Aruch's case, we are discussing Melicha Shnia, not negate the pull of taking out dam. So over there, Kamal the Mechaber and says, when after the Shia Melicha, after the 18 minutes, it's Melicha Yoseach. It's Melicha Yoseach. On that, Kamal the Amor, and he brings down the Chumash Desh, and he wants to say, no, after 18 minutes, Mokh Mehefsi Mubo, and also the Mokh Mitzarech Mitzvah, the Maise can be Mekel. The Shach and Maise will come along to disagree. In the case of it, inside the Shia Melicha, that Maise, the Mechaber, the Maise, he wants to be Mekel, and also the Shach wants to disagree. Kamal the Shach explains why he wants to disagree. And it comes out from the Shach over here. He wants Taina that Negertu, he wants Mechad situations. If it's Lohitzi Dam, will be different than Melicha Shnia, when it already is kosher already. Lohitzi Dam, we're doing the Pulu right now, so Vada right now is Melicha Yoseach. Afterwards, it lost its Koyach. Mashenkin, all of the time, when it's not has no, not really being Moiti anything, and little Lachlukas comes out, so the whole Koyach is Dafke after the build up after 18 minutes. The way the Shach comes out, really, you have to realize again the four cases. The way the Shach says, the way Paskin, the first of all, negare to a situation over here, where it's whether it's inside this man of 18 minutes or after this man of 18 minutes, in the case of the Shulchan Aruch over here, where we're discussing not to be Moitzi Dam, both times are Asr. We always can answer it. However, in the case where it comes to be Moitzi Dam, then he wants to know about in the Shia Melicha that Avad is Asr. That's what he says. After the Shem Lichel Maisi says it should be Mutter, however, being down the Maisi Rashi and others, and in that situation, he says you can only make Mok Mehefsi Mubo Mitzarech Mitzvah. That means three of the four cases the Maisi answers, only one of them he wants to make Mok Mitzvah Mehefsi Mubo in the case of the Pul Lahoitzi Dam after 18 minutes.
Why Melicha Shnia is being Machber
after 18 minutes?
No, before 18 minutes.
Because the Maisa, we see from this, we see as a Korach right away also from the case of taking Adam. He had a Korach before and afterwards. And basically, he ends off that the Ran wants to be Mekel, he says a Das Yochid. Right? He says the Mechab wants to be Mekel, that's the Ran Shita, he's a Das Yochid. And he says over there, he gets all the Gdolim, everyone agrees to him, right?
There are most Mekel even by
after this man?
No, before this man.
No, before this man, everyone asks. Then everyone asks. No one argues that point. The third point over here is how much melicha on one side, two sides. Again, you learn the halacha and hilchos melicha simin samachtes be'ezras Hashem. Over there, we're going to paskin that even though one side might be good medina, however, avada halacha, we have to do salting of both sides. Over there is a chumra. Over here also be a chumra. If you salt one side, you ready to get a melicha kaveseich over here. The fourth point over here is a sugya and a negate to togavar. That means we know this: the togavar negate the sugya of bishul, the sli bishul. What about the gate of sugya of melicha? So it's very clear. Machlokes Yishonim, Rashba versus Ran. If the idea to talk of applies to the sugya of melicha, the Maaseh Mechaber over here says the idea applies dafka to heat, not to get in the gate of something that's salted. There is no chiluk, and that's the Ramon Kufay Sifid Al says that's halchinog, that's ikar locha. There is no difference. Not from chal which ones you love to talk against sugya of melicha. However, coming to Shach, and he points out to Stira, they don't learn the Mechaber and Sim Kufay Sifid Al. Of there, he says to Mechalko, this is an Elion or a Tachtoin. But the Elion, the Maisa would make a Tachtoin, is Lichel be Machmer. For the serious Mechaber over there versus the Mechaber over here. So, Kamalong to answer, Agami points out, does not work out that well in the base Yasef. But Kamalong to answer and says, what is our Kimta over here? On Sifrei, we're discussing the Loch of Kochosh. With something that's Shomei, that's where it's evolved. By Kochosh, what's a Loch of Klipo? By Shomei, the Loch is Kuloi. The ever comes down, the gate to us in Sifrei, there is no Chilk whether to Torah or Ilah. Because either way, the locha can be klipo. If it's mitzad sugo of taking on the idea of elyon tachtoin, the locha is klipo. If it's kochosh, it's klipo. So come up by default, whether it's ilah or tator, whether it's a chilik or not, or is the locha is klipo, if it comes up, there is no difference by default. Mash, again, the locha negated the sugo of shuma. Shuma, the locha is kuloi. So the if you mechabti in the ilah or tator, will come out that the top one is salty, the bottom one is not salty, then it'll come out, the locha will make a chilik, negated, there'll be a klipo, not a case of kuloi, a case of shaman. If the locha of the chilik only applies to kofei sifid aleph, or once you get the sif of, but not, the chilik does not apply by the case of kochosh on sifay over here. The fifth point over here, you discuss the sugo of melich and tafel. Now it's very clear the Gemara Chulin Daf Gimel brings down that the concept over here is that something that is a meluch affects the tafel and not vice versa. That means something that has no salt to it cannot ask the thing that has salt. The only who affects who, the salted thing, the meluch affects the thing that's tafel. Therefore, says the Mechaber, what's halacha? Based upon the sugya, very simple. There's something that is meluach in itself needs a tacha. It's like touching one to another regular case of a dacha. Mash enkin, the tafel over here is a case of klipa, like all cases of mliach. Come along the Ramah, Kufay, and Sefyod, and he brings down this idea, true, that's a pash of the sugya, but the Ram wants to mechandish on the sugya when it says one to another and looks and not affect the tafel, is dak when they're not touching one to another. But when they're touching one to another, the mluach will make the tafel be also ke'in mliach, and therefore now the tafel will ask it back to the mluach over here. I'll go one to another. I think more is mekel, dak when it's not touching one to another, and the tzir comes out, when the tzir is over here. Therefore, Allah l'maisa, the shock brings down the Ramah over there and says it could be machma unless it's a case of hafsid. Unless it's a case of hafsid. The sixth point over here, the kamal. Okay. I have different sheets than Loyal has, so I can't follow exactly. The next point over here is a case of Mlech by Kochosh, Kamal Mechav by Kochosh, Allah is a case of Klip over here. Masha Enkein, the Ramah says, Ayn Kofay over there, that we hold not the way in the Bikim. And the loch is that not only is Klipa, it is Shishim and Klipa, not just Shishim, Shishim and Klipa. Now, the Klom exactly went to apply that. Everyone knows the Kiveger, and the Chanish, and the Six of Malchum over there. The Bikitzer, Ayn Shom, the Klom over there. Now, the next point over here, come along the Mechaber and the Ramah, and you have to realize there are different Kimtas over here how to apply the idea of Loch and Tafel. I mean, you have to first realize that something that's yavish legamri, completely dry, something that's just yavish, I mean, has some lachluchas to it, have a gosh piece to it, some juice to it, and then you have something that's all liquid over here. There can be three different things over here. Now, first, the shach points out that you have something that is soft, the chela that's rach over here, that's not looking to get out soul, that's the liquid mamish. Building upon the first, these three different kimtas that you can have, kamung, the nisikalim, and the mechaber amor, they make different halachas over here. Building upon the yisoid that meluach only affects the tafel, go through the cases. First, if something that the Torah is meluach and the tummy is tafel, what's the loch in that case? With the tummy that's tafel, can ask the thing that's Torah meluach. First, very simple. If the tummy over here, the maisa, is something that has some lachlufas to it, that's gush over here, it comes out like all klal of tummy that's tafel versus meluach, loch of the docho, don't need the maisa of the docho, simple. But let's say the tummy is tafel. Let's say the liquid you have some soul over here comes with Ramah and says that even though that the halacha should be that the tomei should not aser because it's tafel here, but here since the liquid come along and blur the taste and give it back inside and therefore would aser over here, unless the case over here that tomei liach is yavish legamri. Why is yavish legamri different? The way that I'm going to explain, because once yavish legamri, it's lost the koach being salty already. For example, when you have a salty piece of meat and you wash off with water, it lost its koyach. When it's yavish legamri, it's lost its koyach, it's not mliach anymore. It's not mliach anymore. Ke'ein zesev kiveger. Over here we're discussing a case where it's basar and gvino. But let's say this milk over here had the same halacha, but let's say the milk had water inside, the water will take away the koyach of the salt, and also we'll have a different category over here with the water inside. Dafka water, not milk. That's what it says. Tafka water. I mean, it's water. Soda has water, yes. Now, let's say if it kert, the other way around, that the tummy is bleach and the somehow the water stops the koich and you sing al tzilchus Shabbos and shiduch avalav. Shem works. Could be Shem also works. Could be. That's just. Now, the second thing over here, a kimti can have over here, if it kert, when the tummy is bleach over here. So then when the tummy is melech and the Torah is tafel, forget, if the tummy is davar gosh, they come along the locha, like all ideas when the tummy is melech over here, they come out the coin of mechavi ni klipo, less the tummy, the coin of tamo, you always need a case of shishim over here. Still need a case when the tummy is tall over here. Masha enkin, the tummy is yovish legamri, or even if it's not yovish, has lachluchis, but not mitzad the melecho, come along the mechavi and says, in that case, since the loss of koyach of the melech, the locha is a doch is enough. So basically what comes out, just to make it comes out, these cases, negato, bosa versus gvino. That means the sugya discussing issa versus heter, and the kamal mepaiskim we're discussing now bosa with gvino over here. So it really comes out very simple. Let's say a bosa that's meluach, that's a standard case, the bosa is very salty over here, masha'in the gvino is tafel. So it comes out whether the thing over here is the bosa is davar gush, whether it's over here the gvino is yavash gamri, will not make a difference what the case over here is. It's like all melech and tafel, lemaisa the meluach will aser, the baser lemaisa will aser the gvino, and the gvino lemaisa will not aser the baser. That will be enough for the dacha, mashenking the gvino will be the case of either klipa or shishim, they'll aser over here. Lemaisa, however, forget, let's say the baser is yavash gamri, it lost the koyach over here of the soul. So therefore, the mice will be mutter. Both of them, the halacha will be a case of a dacha. How in a case over here, when the bosser, even though the bosser meluch and the gvina is tough, but let's say it's not gvina, it's milk, it's liquid soul over here, then the halacha is to go back one to another, and both of them, in the case of shishim. But let's say take the vakarta case, the other way around. The bosser is tafel, and the chalav is meluch. The liquid is, the meluch is not the meat, the meluch is the chalav, the liquid is the meluch. What's the halacha in that case? So now we are coming to the Shach and switch the Ramal's case around and bring down the Torah's Chatzis, the Maisa, he wants to be Mekel. Of the Shach himself, Mefakvik, to be Machmer, especially once we are the Ramal, it's Simukot Fei. That brings down the ground Shita, one touch to another, has it get her, as each one is salty over here, again, one of them is Tafel. So still we have the Ramal. So in this case also, Apiswari brings right, he wants to argue, therefore still in this case, the Maisa should be Machmer and say one goes to another, and therefore if there's a liquid, again, the liquid over here, as a case that is Tafel, the Maisa will actually one to another. Next, he said over here, come along the Ramon brings down that even though that is not Nechel Machmas Molcha, the gate of the Sugi of Tzir, but Tzir, what comes out from the meat over here, has a getter as if it's a Sayach over here, and therefore has the same Klolim as if it's Nechel Machmas Molcha, in the Nechel Machmas Molcha. Last point over here, come along the Ramon, and says this whole idea over here is Negeir Tefu, what about Negeir Sugi of Kalim? That we know, that means we know by Kalim, by Bishul, those in Kuloi. By the case of Kovish, we know it's Machlok Yisad, the Shach is a Kuloi, or the case of Klipo. What's the Loch in the gate of the Sugi of Melicho? So by Melicho it's very clear, they're over here, right? It's the Shach, right? The Loch is Klipo. Klipo, even if it's Shomin, not in the Klok of Kovish or Shomin, there's no difference. The Loch is Klipo. Now come on the Pesach Chut, and he says, let's say it touched one place in the Kli, not sure exactly where it touched in the Kli. So he said, over there, the Loch is to be Bottle Barayf. He doesn't know if you really have to know the Klom. It depends, you can cash the Kli, you can cash the Kli. Then the loch is neged dov shish matir, you'll kashir, you might have your kashir. Let me, someone, for example, he asked me, he had a pizza, put his hand, for a second he put it down his plate, there was had some, he had fleishiks on it, some shamnunis left over, shamnunis, and he touched and he picked up miyad. So the question is, in that case, what to go do? So he says, not exactly sure where it touched, it's a bottom rive. I told the mechor, you have to wipe it off, the chol pachas, after to do whatever you can, to wipe off the dov shish matir. It's not enough, you can just say bottle barayv. The loch is, bottle barayv only implies if you have no other option. You have an option to wipe off the bottom, you wipe off the bottom.
Jazz and the pizza or on
the... pizza, the pizza.
How about the plate?
Play anyway you can wash, it wasn't the... You have a dirty plate, that's what I was thinking of. He asked me to get to the pizza. So I told him, you have to... Guy says bottle barayv. So I told him, no, for not, this pizza
chuva. Can you do klipa to tichas?
Can you, if it's possible, yes. Yeah, I think the bayah to mapoka, but I think so, yes. Sivov, we're mamshu the sugya melicha. Come on, the mechaber says 2 points over here. Number one, he says the whole entire loch is saying his klipa is dafka negated in the case of kochosh, masha enki in the case of shomein. The loch is the whole entire thing is also in shishim over here. A second thing he says that even let's say once kochosh and once shomein. And therefore, the lacha is that the kochosh should only ask the klipa. However, the shaman will mafata the kochosh, make the kochosh be shaman, and therefore, now the kochosh will have a getter to give off also to ask the other piece, even in the case of kuloi. Maestro, we learned this halacha of pitoy, it's simkofe, we saw the Taz disagreed vehemently with it, and therefore, the Numbers Pashkin want to disagree with this machaber over here. The Mala Maisha says, "Ain sim kufay for the klom." The Shach explains, "What does that mean? There's no chilpni kofesh or shomein. The lacha is always the shishim and the klipo." Siv Zayin is the hemshuk of the sugya again. Msachim over there says the lacha is by tzayin, but tzayin the lacha is adocha. Says the mechaber, "When you need adocha," the Gemara said, "When you need adocha, hani mili bechai, avat sli boy klipo." Gemara very clear that sli needs klipo and adocha maisha is not enough. What does that mean? Sli need klipo. Come on, the Shach needs two pshatim over here. Either does it mean something that's tzli that's tzaini? That's the mahalach of the Sefer Truma on the Rosh to be machmer that tzli tzaini in the case of klipa. Or for karet, he has a rashi around shita that tzli that means over here tzli was seich ni klipa. Otherwise, you would not need. And then will come out of tzli was seich ni klipa. The same din of the togavar. There's no way suffer in this halach over here. Like all din of chamtan tzainin or the togavar. Halach lemaisa had a paskin. We different shitas. The mechaber come along and passes the kul over here. That all the only time you klipa is when it's sliwe sayach, like the locha of the togavar. Masha Enkin came along the mor and says no. The locha is in the klipa even by case of sleet signing over here, unless it's a case of samubo. Then we'll go back to the locha of the mechaber. Now the words of the mechaber he says over is a kimter was, even though it's nechel machmas molchoy, this is the halacha. Kamal Meshach, it says, no chiluk whether it's nechel machmas molchoy or not, the same halacha applies over here. Now, Kamal Meshach, and he says, once Ramon Meister being machmer, saying the halacha over here is, and when tzlid soinin, still you need the halacha is klipo. What would be the halacha by tzlid that's reseach, be more machmer than machaber, or keep the halacha of the machaber? What is it? Again, he's being more. He's saying with sliu soinein the loch is klipo. The mechaber said sliu seich is klipo. So with a mus, which the loch will be more machmum by sliu seich, and even more than that, in the case of the tilo, ma'isi he brings down mavucho. At the end of the day, the ma'isi come along to be mekel and the medayik there more. The more is not chilek in that aspect. The aspect is whether sliu seich or a case of sliu soinein the loch is you always need klipo, not more than that. The ma'isi come along the pesachet tshuva, and he brings down those who want to say this halacha, that's true, the Pri Chodesh. However, the base of Ephraim and the Baal Shulchan Maisa Pasul's way says the Maisa Netilo. And Chanami want to pass the Chumro. Why that's so? The Baal Shulchan has two different reasons what the Chumro of that reason is. But those who want Taino, that we might see need a case of a Netilo over here. Now, Kamal Gamal says this halacha of Tzli is whether it's Afia, whether it's Bishul, the Gate of Kovash, the Maisa Achonim being down, it's Sovak in the Minchas Yaakov. The Gemara is Mamshik now a second case over here. Again, the first thing the Gemara says, how do I have the case of Tzli, the loch is klipo. A second thing is so the Shach says no difference.
Is the Taz arguing?
Taz is discussing, I think, more in the gate to the second point over here we'll get to.
The Shach seems to be saying that it's loch, right?
And that says Lav Dafka. The Shach is saying on the Mechaber.
Nobody disagrees?
Not on the page. On the page, everyone and everything. Fine. So again, the Kamal Gemara said two statements. Number one, Hanami Mechai, Avon Slay, the Loch is Klipa. A second thing, however, if there's Pili, if there cracks, or Metal Betavlin, or the case over here of Spice, the Loch is Kuloi. Basically, comes out there's one Machlokes over here, Hanasan the Gemara, which end up leading to three different sheets over here. That means the Machlokes over here is the Gemara when it says Pili and Tavlin, is it going back to the word of Chai, or going back to the word of Tzli? If you're going back to Chai, we're going back at Tzli. And going back at Tzli now, what's Tzli mean? We have two shitas. It's Tzli, Tzainin, Tzli, Osayach. So it's the fact that we have two machlokes in the end of leading to this situation of three different shitas. That means we have one mahalach, we have the Rashi, the Ran. They come along and say, go back at Tzli. But which Tzli? Tzli, Osayach. We have a second shita, the Smak says, going back at Tzli. Which Tzli? Tzli, Tzainin. We have a third shita, the Sefer Truma saying, going back on what? On Chai. The Lacha by Chai is indeed a case of Kuloi, went Tavlin, Upakorim over here. Halacha come along again the mechaber and he's mekel most cool like a sheet over here. He come along and say the halacha is davka tzli wasayach. One malach over here. Come along the Ramah and he Maaseh says the halacha is tzli but tzli tzaydin unless it's a case of hefsa mubo. Then go back to the mechaber. A third sheet to come along the shak and says no. The Maaseh to be mekel that far lav davka can because the Maaseh is a sefer truma. We want to be machbe even by chai. So you can be mekel by case of tzli when it's wasayach by hefsa mubo. That Tzli Tzai 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 Tzai. The fourth Shita come on the Taz, he says, let's analyze it. Numerous times over here, we have another issue over here, Mitzad HaSugya Melicha. The Rebbe Ramah said in Sifei, that if over here it's Melicha Litzli, Einu No Bekiyim, Maisa Bi Machmer, unless the case of Hefsa Mubo. So over here with Maisa, we have two reasons the Maisa Watchi Machmer of a Hefsa Mubo. One Mitzad the Melicha of Litzli, and also Mitzad HaSugya that the Ramah is coming along and saying, Hefsa Mubo, go back to Lach of Tzli Wasayach. Therefore, he says we have two reasons to be mach mitzad hefsi mubo, we would not be mekel. That means if you had some salt over here and it's tzli tzaynin, what's halacha l'maaseh will be machmer. A fifth sheet on the page that numerous poskim can go with is the going over here. Going past like say about shumo, l'maaseh even by case of chay, be mach in the case of kuloi. That means on the page we have five different mahalchim how exactly the poskim in the situation, and it seems about numerous form went l'maaseh the chayshul cholapokos the say about shumo the going sheet over here. The last idea is going back to really Pezayin Sevalov, the gate to the Sugya Basim Cholo through the case of Melicha and Kovash. It says the Mechaber very simple. Since this halach is only Dindir Abonon, therefore Atzachilo will be Osir. Mashenki, the gate to the Sugya Vaino, the loch in the gate to Nosin, only Abonon, be Mutu over here. And the Chorim point out what's the loch in the gate to Bishul, Avad Bishul is the rice over here. That Vad is Osir. Kamalim Kivega and builds upon that and says, what's the locha if you have a boss of shor? The locha in Simon Shinu Chesna until Shabbos, Kamalim wants a tainu when you have a cleavishin, shloya la ish, to not have the courage to cook it. That's true, the maisha won't be a get a bishul, but it's not worse than the case of kovish. They will come out, the get to achilas osir, but the get to no, the maisha will be mutter. fine. Be'ez Hashem, I hear tomorrow Ari's giving Chazor Shir on Tzadik Aleph, and Sunday we're doing Chazor on Tzadik Beis. Slav HaRabbah.